In this episode, I'm talking about autism and literal thinking and some of the funnier things that have happened to me that I'm taking like literally, or things that have been taken literally. Super interesting. And if you enjoy this and want to see more like this, let me know on Twitter at the Aspie World. Okay, guys, enjoy.
Okay, so taking it literal, what am I talking about here? Okay, basically it's like this. Autistic people have a neurodevelopmental condition that allows their brain to work a little bit differently from that of a neurotypical person. And it comes with some perks like being awesome. Way, big up to the awesome superhero squad. Oh, by the way, this merch link is in the description below if you want to buy one of these bad boys. Also, the link is underneath this video. You can just click on the link and get yourself an awesome autism t-shirt from the Aspie World merch stock. Not only being awesome, it also has some downfalls and something that can sometimes be quite comical or fun, and that is taking things literally. For instance, before in a video, I've spoken about how when I was doing a course with somebody who I knew, she said, she was eating a banana, having a cup of coffee, and she put the banana peel in the mug, and she said, oh, can you put that in the kitchen and put it in the bin? So I just put the whole thing in the bin, you know, cup and everything. But she was actually saying, you know, just the banana peel, not the whole cup, because, you know, that's a stupid thing to do. Why would you put a cup in a bin, Dan? Come on. So, because of that, I have a list of sayings here that I've gone through that I've taken quite literally over the past. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to perform them for you so you guys can see what it's like to somebody who is on the spectrum and how they receive that type of information. Okay, so let's get on with it. So basically this is how it's going to work. Hey, I'm just going to go and squeeze some orange juice. All right, juice, get ready to be squeezed. Heck, it's raining cats and dogs outside. Are actual cats and dogs falling from the sky? What? Oh man, this is so good. You're gonna die when you taste this. Oh man, I don't wanna die. I don't wanna die. All right, well, I guess it's time to hit the road. Bad road. Bad road. I showed him. Whoa, he's got a chip on his shoulder, hasn't he? Yeah, so I do. Good luck out there. Break a leg. My leg's broken. Why would you want me to do that? Well, he's totally got the wrong end of the stick, hasn't he?
Chopsticks, right? Okay. Which end? This end or that end? So I hold this end. I hold this. Okay. I don't know which end's the good end or the bad end or the right end of the stick.
Hey, so can I pick your brain, please?
No, you cannot. I want my brain to be intact. I don't want you picking up my brain. That's just weird and gross. And also, you don't have a medical degree.
Whoa, his eyes are bigger than his belly.
Whoa.
That guy's eyes must be like this big.
That's weird, right? Big eyes and a tiny stomach.
Weird. So guys, taking things literally can be humorous in some situations when I think about it on my own. Yeah, that's quite funny. But actually, I've gotten in trouble with this a few times. Especially when, you know, I'm out in public and I'm out kind of like doing shopping or things like that, or around other people who are trying to be funny and maybe in like a hostile situation, then it becomes difficult. So I always have somebody with me when I go anywhere, like if I'm visiting a different country or I'm going anywhere that isn't like my hometown where I pretty much know everybody, so that I can have an interpreter with me to be the intermediate step between me and the real world that's trying to communicate something that I don't understand. So a hot tip for anybody dealing with this kind of thing, a literal thinking, is to have a like a travel buddy or a somebody that goes out with you when you are going somewhere. It could be your mum, your dad, or your partner, or your guardian, anybody, your best friend, anyone. As long as they understand you and they can communicate to the other people that you are potentially maybe taking something literally and that you're not trying to be like that. I feel like, in all seriousness, some people could take offense to literal thinking type of commentary. And, you know, if you're taking things literally, some people may get super offended by it. They may think that you're being, you know, aggressive, or you're being, you know, intimidating to them. So you always want to just check that. But literal thinking is a real thing. And I think it stems from the fact that, you know, autistic people are trying to always see the truth in things. Like, I find it difficult to understand sarcasm and jokes where somebody says something and I don't really always get the joke, you know, so jokes are super difficult and they're like taking things literally. So in terms of those things, those were figures of speech and like just how people say things. Now, in terms of jokes, people say jokes sarcastically, and sarcasm is like acting that something is one way when it is another, but trying to joke that it's the other way, which is super confusing, because when you're trying to decipher the world and see through legitimate factual information and then just bogus kind of rhetoric, then how do you judge what sarcasm is? So my friends, they just love it. That my friends joke about stuff all the time, and they tell me, like, Like this one time, we were recording in a recording studio, and my band members told me that the tom drum on a tom tom drums on a drum kit was called Tomules, and Tom was short for Tomule, and I believed that for ages. And that they're so like they were just so convincing, and they just do it all the time because they know that I'm gonna take it quite literally. And I've done it quite a few times where I remember once we were driving to a festival to play a show. And they said to me that the guy who we were going to see, the promoter, his name was actually Fozzie, and we knew a music promoter from where we lived called Rosie. Now Rosie, from where we lived, his wife is called Angharad. So when we were driving to the venue, this festival, the guys in my band were like, "Hey Dan, you know we're going to go see Fozzie, yeah?" And I was like, "Yeah." And he goes, "His girlfriend is called Jangharad." And I was like, "No way, that's just crazy." And like, I was like, "Jangharad, how do you even know this information?" And they spent me along for ages. And it wasn't until like the drive back in the van that they were like, "Dude, we were just stringing you along because we wanted to make it fun." This kind of stuff like happens to me all the time, and my friends are just like, you know, douchebags for doing this all the time. They always play tricks on me, but they know how far to take it. They would never do anything to put my life in danger or, you know, my profession in danger or anything like that. They only do it to just like have some fun, really. They're not doing it sinisterly. So yeah, big shout out to my friends for being total D-bag. But guys, like I was saying, make sure you have somebody who you can trust who can go out with you, and make sure you can decipher your way through the world, because it is a scary place, and taking things literally is definitely one of the downfalls. Although comical, it's also a downfall. You know, and among all of those things, something that happens is when people ask me questions, I answer directly the question they've asked. For instance, like, people say to me, like, "Oh, Dan, what's the date today?" And I'm like, "Today is the 4th of February, 2019. And then they're like, "Dan, I didn't need the actual year or the month. I just want to know the date as in, like, the number. Isn't that obvious?" So those things really just, like, blow my mind. I'm, like, trying to be as on it and as literal as possible and being, like, you know, as honest. And then, people just don't want the full, you know, 9 yards of the conversation, which I find really, really weird. Have you got any experiences with stuff like this? Have you experienced literal thinking? How do you cope with literal thinking? It's quite funny, I suppose, but it can get into, like, sticky situations if you are trying to overcome something and really understand that people are just joking or they're not being serious. So it can have a kind of adverse effect of not being just, like, humorous at sometimes.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.